You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
This is not how I expected my Europe vacation to go. "Don't worry, I'll be fine," I told my mom. "I'm a 21-year-old woman. I think I'm mature enough to handle a week-long trip to Europe by myself," I reminded my dad. They were so worried something would happen to me while I was traveling. I need to listen to my parents more often. I barely saw those muggers until they were disappearing around the corner with my purse, along with all my money and my phone. When I alerted the police, they said without a physical description or a witness, there wasn't much they could do. So, you know what that means, right? I'm stuck in Europe, with no money to get home. But do you know what the scariest part was? Telling the manager of my hotel that I had lost all my money and couldn't pay my bill. I thought for sure he was going to throw me out and I'd be stuck living on the streets until the police finally contacted my family. Surprisingly, though, the manager offered to help me. He handed me a card and told me about a business that his cousin ran, designed to help travelers like me who were stuck in a jam, specifically female travelers. I ended up in the last place I thought I'd ever be, a brothel in the city's red light district. But this was a very special brothel, though, as this place catered to a person's fantasies. Plenty of young women were on staff to cater to whatever fetish you desired. The first night I showed up, the owner made it very clear to me that everything that goes on in his establishment is consensual. But he also added that if I wanted to earn money quicker, the fetish rooms paid out a lot more. So, here I now sit in one of the fetish rooms, aptly named the Bridal Suite. I was really prostituting myself. I jumped when I suddenly heard the doorknob rattle. My first customer is coming in. I was dreading this moment. I took a deep breath as my husband for the evening stepped into the room and gasped when I saw the most...